Thursday night. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, a tree hugger, and we're ready for another Throwing It Around the Roundtable. So I already got some folks in the chat room. Oh, my goodness, man. It's the Yak Angler Boys. I have to play their intro, so hang on.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
All right. Yakangler.com, our kind of, I don't know if it's a sister site or kind of a weird brother site or something like that. But hey, it's Redfish Chuck, and I believe that this is Rob DeVore.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Not much, man. Let's see. Everybody's buffering. If you guys are having buffering issues, I put in a trouble report with the Blog Talk Radio saying we're having problems with that, but it seems like Firefox is having problems with it. So try Internet Explorer or Chrome or Safari, whatever. But Jim, I'm going to go ahead and pull you off mute, too, if you want to contribute, but No requirements. So we got Redfish Chuck. We got Jim from Roswell and with us, and Rob the Bad Bat Cast DeVore. Rob, you debuted the Yaktastic trailer, and I saw today you guys put out your first full featured issue of Yaktastic Adventures. And how's it going, man? I liked it. It looked good, man. R. Lee's contribution was awesome. It looked great.
Oh, well, thank you. He does a nice job. You know, I figured if he could make videos and as well as he takes pictures, you know, with his iPhone, then he'd probably be pretty good at the video editing thing. So
we got Rob DeVore and Rob Lee, right?
Yeah, I figured if he could, you know, do that, man, he'd probably be pretty good at video editing. So.
Yeah.
You know, I just, you know, kind of told him a little bit what I was looking for and everything, and he did it, man. It wasn't like, having to, like, teach somebody to do it. I mean, I'm not, like, an expert at it or anything like that, you know.
But, right.
And, you know, so, and he did it, and it was just, you know, it came out great. And, you know, I really like his segment that he did, man, because it kind of shows a little bit, you know, what Virginia is like for, you know,
yeah,
regular people, you know, fishing, and, you know,
I'm hoping
cool.
We're going to see that spot.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and it's been going gangbusters, man. I really appreciate everybody's support, and I'm glad that everybody likes it, and we can only hope to get better, you know?
All right. Hold that thought, man, because I got a question for you.
Sure.
Say hi to area code 757. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio.
What's going on, man?
It's the Wheeler. What's up, man?
Not much. What's going on with y'all?
Well, it's Thursday night, and you're on Kayak Fishing Radio, man.
Oh,
sorry about your bud there, man. That's a bummer.
As you know, it's life. You live, you die.
That's right. It's part of living, man.
Yep.
I hope I do it with a fishing rod and a kayak paddle in my hand.
There you go.
Oh. Or either that or just like crazy mad behind the wheel, you know, screaming, hollering, hair on fire, all that good crap.
Mustache blowing.
Yeah, my mustache. Wait till you see my new stash, man. I've groomed it. I've been feeding it, taking care of it. It's a special one for this boondoggle.
Nice.
I kind of adjusted a bit. But here's the question I had to go back to. I'll get back just a second there. But Rob, so we see the first ish full length edition of Yaktastic Adventures, and for those of you who don't know, this is an adventure that Rob is going. If you've got they want to see what kayak fishing in your area is like, so you contribute to that. But Rob, is it a requirement that everybody have the little Yaktastic goatee to be in the film? I mean,
no, actually, it was funny. I was showing that to a couple of people, and they were like, oh, man, you know, when did you grow a beard and stuff? And I'm like, I didn't, man. So, yeah, it's funny. No, but you can, you know, we definitely, We do definitely, you know, you'll get more, you know, percentage, but you'll get more points there if you get, if you have a, you know, a sweet, like, double beard or something, you know, or some chops or something, you know.
All right. So, Chuck, man, we have to grow a little Yaktastic Adventure goatees, man.
No, facial hair of any kind is good, you know.
Oh, really? It qualifies you?
Good.
All right, I'm
golden.
Yeah,
you know, anything like that, you know, we're good with that. You know,
all right.
Well,
how about you, Wheeler? I mean, you're like a cue ball, man. You got something going now?
I still have the chin hair, but the top of my head is squeaky clean.
Right.
Right.
Are you gonna do a special sunburn for it? You know, like put some kind of template on there so it kind of sunburns into, you know, the Kayak Fishing Radio logo or maybe the boondoggle or something like that.
If someone can put sunscreen on top of my head with this boondoggle
you're gonna...
that would be awesome.
I still love the croc dot sunburn. That's
that's classic.
That's a memorable one, so
yeah.
Anyway, so I said boondoggle a couple of times, and I didn't hit the button. I have to stay true to my friend Chris. I think I got Lozier. I'm on Lozier's bad list for putting new
boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Lozier's real happy that I kind of put new buttons in every week now for Chris to play with. So, Lozier, I sent a little secret message to Chris. I'm going to build a boondoggle button box. So that it's a portable button box that she could carry around. It will have all of the sound effects. You know, she could follow you around at the boondoggle and push buttons. This is my new favorite, though. This one here I love. You gotta love that, right?
You know what that sound is, don't you? you know what that sound is, right?
Right.
That is like if you watch my video, that every like I'm the master of the lost fish, so every time a fish throws the hook, that's the noise. Pew! Yep, like, I'm pulling it up right next to the kayak, and pew! Yep, there it goes.
All right. So here we go. Let's see. What does it say? Chris first rod was a carrot stick because it matched a motorcycle. Okay. Yeah, we got new fishing rods there.
Did you?
No. In the chat room, they're talking about some new rides and stuff. So.
Cool. I know Holly got a carrot stick there. Speaking
yeah.
Of-
well, she broke. She broke the tip off of Stan's the other day, so.
Uh-oh.
So, I guess Stan's is broke and Holly got a new one. Yeah. So, anyway, so yeah, we're 6 and a hook, man. We're counting down. We're single digit, and the boondoggle is next week. In fact, Thursday night show will be from the road. I will be. We're going to try to get a few hours under our belt Thursday night, and then finish up Friday morning and make it in by check-in time there at First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach. If you're coming, that's great. If you're going to miss it, it's too bad. But we got another one working, so we're planning on doing at least two every year. We're going to have some little mini boondoggles in between, but well, if you miss this one, it's going to be a good one, though, man. This is going to be fun. I think they're all good, though. The boondoggle experience is just, I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. Everybody getting together, partying. Let's see. Hammerhead is asking if anyone is going to fish Friday morning. When are you leaving, Rob? I mean, when are you headed that way?
I'm going to be there by check-in on Thursday.
Oh, but you're checking in on Thursday, all right? So
right,
Yeah, so Hammerhead's looking for somebody to fish Friday morning, so.
I'll be the man. That's me. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Rob Lee's into it, too, so, but I'm not positive.
He just says something about him, too, yeah. So Lozier's ready to fish Friday morning.
Okay.
Arlie's ready to fish.
What about you? Are you getting your beauty sleep, or are you?
We got to drive, man.
You'll be driving, okay.
Yeah. I still have to work to support my habits, so I'm coming out.
You know, hey, Chip, you know as well as I am, I'm a government employee, so, you know, I need a lot of vacation time because I take a lot of vacation time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So, Yak Chum's saying Friday night for stripers. So, that's pretty cool. Yak Sushi's going to be up there, he says.
Oh, he's going to be on Thursday?
I think.
Okay. Friday
what
morning?
Saying.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lozier is fishing. You know, Sam won that trip with Lozier. So, they're getting a little guided trip on Thursday, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, Yak Sushi says they're there Wednesday. Let me say hi to the folks in the chat room here. Do a little roll call. We got Sam in there, LGB, a few guests. If you're a guest in the chat room and you want to participate, you could just use your Facebook login there. Just click on the login button. Log in. It might take you to another page, but just hit refresh when you come back to Kayak Fishing Radio Live, and you'll be in the chat room with your little name. And then you can play. Hammerhead, I'm No Hero. Jim is in there, Lozier, R. Lee, Yak Chum, Adam and Yak Sushi both. I got to do a little honor to my Yak Sushi man there. Hold on. There it is. You have to see that little smiley face with the little ninja look on his face, right? Stick it in the chat room there for him. There he is. Right there. All right. So... y'all welcome into the chat room there, and there they are. I talked to our host there at the Salty Seas this week, and got us at least got it squared away that she's going to start cooking. And we ran into an issue. We don't know about. Vegetable type plates there, Rob. So you might have to eat some barbecue, man.
I'm planning on it, dude. I've been good.
All right.
I've been good, so it's time to be bad once in a while. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I'm good like 80% of the time.
And now you're bad-tastic, right?
Yeah. So I reserved the barbecue stuff and the meat stuff and all that stuff for, you know, once in a while, I'll go out to Mugs and get a pile of wings or something like that. But once, you know, that's just a once in a while thing. But, you know, I save that for, you know, holidays and boondoggles.
Yeah,
know?
That's right. That's the way to do it, man. So we've got Yak Chum just said you're going to eat a whole side of pig.
don't put it
back. Lozier said the vegetation options are coleslaw and baked beans. So we've got, you need to make sure that you sign up for your dinner on Saturday because, we're going to pass a word to her on how many plates that we're going to have, how many folks we're going to have eating, and that's what we're going to have there. So if you show up and you haven't, let us know that you're going to be there for dinner on Saturday night, you're going to wind up ordering off the menu. And,
I'm pretty sure I signed up for it. I mean,
yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. I got Wheeler. I got Chuck. But we got a list. So you go to yakangler.com and check the event section there under Boondoggle and check and see if your name, if you go into event details there for the Boondoggle. We got a list of everybody eating on Friday night. So we're going to pass the word how many people are eating. So the way it works is we got from 6 to 8 at Salty Seas. It's $18 a plate. That takes care of tax and everything, and your drink, a soft drink, and it's a good Virginia style barbecue. So we're looking forward to that. Kids can order They got like anything off the kids' meal, kids' menu. So if you got a little one, and that's at a reduced cost there. So, but yeah, it should be good. And right now we've got about 40 people signed up for dinner. So, okay, so Mark Loser. Okay, we got Woody there for dinner and stuff. We're gonna Native Kayaks. Woody from Native is gonna be there joining us for dinner and for fishing and stuff. That's gonna be cool. Some guy named Redfish Chuck is gonna show up. Mark Wheeler, Wednesday night host. I think this will be the first time where we have all of the kayak fishing radio hosts at a boondoggle. Right? Because, well, let's see, you were down at Chukalovsky. Everybody was at Chukalovsky, weren't they? Did I lose everybody? Hello?
Losers
I'm
weren't
clear.
In...
Oh, okay.
Losers weren't in Chaco.
No, that's right. We didn't have the Losers there. So, we'll have everybody. So... Mark Loser says, Woody said he can't win a tourney, but he can boondoggle. So we're good for that. Yeah, Loser was not at Chukalovsky. So yeah, we're going to have the whole crew. We have the whole crew there from yakangler.com, Adam and Yak Sushi. You'd be surprised at the size of his gourd and mine together. It might, you know, the gravity will pull everyone into Virginia as we get closer to the boondoggle. So, yes, we will have to do a KFR photo. We do a lot of picture taking, a lot of video taking and stuff like that. It'll be a lot of fun. If this is your first boondoggle, this is kind of a subject I wanted to cover tonight. If this is your first boondoggle, we could have some tips, right? So, Rob, give us one tip about going to a boondoggle.
Always bring your kayak cart.
Your kayak cart, okay.
I think I was like one of the, me and Pam were the only ones that had kayak carts in Jacksonville, at Little Talbot. And I don't know, I think I went like over the mileage on the warranty on it.
Right.
Just that one boondoggle. So make sure that you, you know, it has like a 1,000 mile warranty on it, you know?
Right.
I think I did that in the first boondoggle. So bring your kayak cart wheel.
A kayak cart wheels for your yak. That'd be good. Wheeler, tip.
Yes, sir.
Give us a tip for attending your first boondoggle. Somebody just wrote in big capital letters in the chat room, wear sunscreen.
Yeah. let's see here. Stay open-minded.
Stay open-minded, man. You're going to let people think we're a bunch of hippies showing up, man, and stuff.
No.
Man.
Be able to, you know, fly with the punches, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know, don't set yourself on a schedule. You know,
right.
If you're fishing, fish. You know, if you're chilling at the, you know, like in Chukalovsky, you know, everyone was on their own schedule. It was nice. You know, hey, you want to go fishing? You want to go fishing? Yeah, let's all go. And, you know, four or five people would go, and they'll be sitting at the dock enjoying themselves. Or, you know, hey, you want to go to Havana Cabana? Man, we have to go back there so bad. I am hankering some of that meat. But, you know, being able to do that, you know, and meeting everyone, and not just staying in, you know, little cliques and stuff like that was... You know, it's nice like that. You know,
yeah, mingle, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So let me sound off for the couple here in the chat room are saying, okay, so we got sunscreen. Yak Sushi says make sure you got your fishing license. Samantha Tano says stay alert of the tides. Okay. R. Lee says, plenty of dollar bills for the launch. Is it that kind of launch? I mean, you got to have dollar bills? What's up with that?
Yeah.
Is there a fee for launch? Is there a launch fee?
Yeah. $3.
No? How much?
$3.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. $3. Per kayak or per vehicle?
Per vehicle. You're paying for the parking spot.
Okay. You get like a little tag or something?
No, it's just
put in the pretty much put it in the bucket kind of thing. Honor
okay.
system.
All right. Yeah, Lozier's like stripper pole and dollar bills. What kind of dadgum watches do you guys have in stinking Virginia? I know you're right outside the base, man. Everybody pile their yaks in the truck and go. Kayak carpool, that's right. We're going to be hauling up the wife's motorcycle because she doesn't always, she'll kayak a little bit, but she's got an eye on a little route that she wants to take up there on her scooter, so she wants to get some miles in. So we'll have a trailer that we can, a 10-foot trailer that we can throw a bunch of kayaks onto, strap them down. So we can take care of that. Chuck, man, you there?
Yo,
Chuck. Give us some wisdom, man. Like, give us a tip for a boondoggle.
Don't wake me up.
Don't wake you up.
4:30 is reveille.
I'm kidding. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where to follow Wheeler saying that to stay open-minded and he's excited about meat or whatever. So I don't really know where to go after that. So.
Wow.
That's fine.
No, have a good time. I mean, and don't be shy to talk to people. That's why everyone's there. I mean,
I
noticed that at the last Boondoggle in Chokoleski, a bunch of folks were kind of like keeping to themselves and real quiet and stuff. And I will seek you out if you are the quiet one, and you will do shots until you start talking. That's the kind of games we're going to play around cabin number whatever I'm in. So, you know what, man, it's a great experience. It's one that each and every boondoggle that you go to, you're going to enjoy yourself, and you're going to walk away with a memory that'll last a lifetime. So just enjoy it.
It'll be
fun.
Don't
wake me up.
We're going to have. Okay, so Lozier's given the weather forecast high 70s to 80. Yak Chum says low 70s for daytime temps. So I would bring something. I would bring kind of a I'd probably bring something to layer for the morning. Of course, do we recommend wearing layers on the water? So I always like to just layer on a bunch of Columbia shirts. That way I can take them off as it warms up. So. My pop is coming. He's probably in there, one of the guests listening in. So, pop's going to be, it's going to be his first, I took him kayaking the first time about a week ago. And, he's headed over this way this weekend. And I'm going to put him in the pool with the kayak and let him practice some deep water entry and reentry kind of thing. He wants to make sure that he can do that. If you're not familiar with that kind of stuff, this is your first kayak outing. Find out how to do that before you get out in the water. I also got a couple friends that I went to college with that are showing up. They're coming down from Maryland. They're going to join us. So that reminds me, add two to dinner for me, Yak Sushi.
old college buddies, huh?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, though, it's my wife. It's not me. I was not the college party guy. I just wanted to get back to the Marine Corps. I didn't want to be a college boy, but she loved the college life. But
we'll party it up like we are in college.
There you go, man. There you go. It's a boondoggle. Somebody says if you have to get out and walk, the oysters will tear you up. So make sure that you've got some good shoes, some good wading.
Proper footwear.
Proper footwear is key.
Flip-flops, no Crocs, please.
Yeah, no flip-flops. Crocs get sliced up real easy with oysters. So stick it pins for Lynn Haven, okay? What's the water depth around there? Around Linton Haven, how deep are the water going to be?
It can be anywhere from 15 feet in some spots to a couple of inches in others.
So
we've got that variance. We have flats. It's all depending on where you're at. So bring an anchor. If you're looking to anchor up in some spots, most of the time you can get up on a bar and fish the deeper water by just sticking pin in, you know, anywhere you need to.
Right.
Like I said, if you're looking to fish the deeper areas or you're looking to fish the HRBT and anchor up at some point, definitely bring an anchor.
Now, in the Lynn Haven area, now I've kind of scoped it out, the area around where, you know, like Rudy and Lynn Haven, those areas there, are we looking at any stripers in there? Do any stripers come in there, or we got to go outside to see the stripers?
You might find a few in Lynn Haven. The stripers are on the outside of Rudy. If you're looking at the aerial photography, you see the mouth of Rudy Inlet and
right.
that rock jetty. There's a handful of stripers around there. But Lynn Haven holds stripers year-round. It's one of those things where you can, you know, be paddling around, catching redfish, next cast, get into the striper school. You know,
cool.
catching 15 to 25 inches, you know, left and right. So the water temps have dropped just enough that they're starting to really show up.
All
so.
Right. Cool. All right, so we've gone through. Let me see if I've got a tip for boondoggle. I think that you should always, anybody that's in a kayak, you should always just go up to them and splash them with water or something, especially if you don't know who they are. If it's a guy with that looks kind of like a Zach Brown, you know, a guy with a beard and a toque, then definitely go up and splash that dude.
Yeah, I highly recommend that you don't do that. It's probably not a good idea because I heard that that guy, Zach Brown, is not afraid to go back to prison.
I was going to say, if you've got a water balloon, that would even be better. He really gets tickled about that with water balloons and stuff. So.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. Jack Chum was saying in the chat room, he's got his NRS stream water gun, NRS stream machine water gun. So, one thing I will say is, if you're like really serious about fishing, and you're the kind of person who thinks everything should be quiet, then you need to put some kind of flag that, you know, like they hold up at a golf tournament, and put that on the back of your boat, because. I don't think we're very quiet people when we get out on the water. So, Lozier says, look him in the eyes and say, and hug Zach Brown.
Yeah, I'll take that, but no water.
No water splashing.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. All right. We'll start with Wheeler on this one. Give us a bait, man. One bait. What are we going to need?
Best all-around bait, I'm going to say, is
What's the first one you're going to throw Saturday morning?
First bait I'm going to throw Saturday morning is a Slayer Inc. Destroyer jig head in probably quarter to half ounce, depending on where I'm at, with either a Goldfinger or chicken off the chain.
All right. As opposed to chicken on the chain?
There's a difference between chicken on the chain. That's everyone else. But the best bait is the chicken off the chain because it's completely off the chain.
All right. All right. Lozier says jig head and a paddle tail or a gold bait. Yak Sushi says he likes me some night crawlers. He's wanting some night crawlers.
Then he's a croaker master.
Yeah, Yak Chum says chicken on the chain is for crabbing. That's right. Chuck, man, what's your first bait gonna be? A flounder getta?
Yeah. Well, I spoke with Mr. Lozier at length about this flounder situation.
There ain't no flounder, what I understand.
Listen, don't you tell me that. The only reason why I'm driving 12 and a half hours is to catch a doormat flounder.
Did you see the awesome print that Rob Choi did for the Howl?
Yeah.
Or for the TKA?
Awesome,
oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Yeah, that thing was cool.
Mosier's got a big going in the chat room, man. He doesn't want you to tell any secrets.
I'm not telling any secrets. I'm not going to publicize what Lozier told me to do. However, I will let you know that if you have never tried a Slayer Inc. SST Shadtail and you would like to stop by my cabin or stop by me on the water, and I'll be more than happy to share a few with you.
Yeah?
Okay, I'm the same way. I'll be fully stocked.
I heard the bait to start with on Saturday morning is an Alabama rig.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
That's what I'm going
with. Catch the stripers and the reds and the specks.
I'm going to catch me like five in one throw, man. Live action, man. Live action right there. So, okay, so Chuck, you're gonna go with a Slayer and some kind of paddle tail?
Yeah, I'll have some shad tails and some other goodies that I was told I should bring up there.
Okay.
Leave it at that.
All right, so if somebody needs something, they can come by and see you.
If they need a Slayer SST or two or three, just stop by and see me to try them out, yes.
Right. Great. So let's see. Lozier, for those of you who are listening to the podcast or you haven't seen it yet, if you go to yakangler.com, Mr. Lozier has placed up a map with some spots on it, you know, some areas to look at and stuff, so you can start really thinking about it, some highlighted areas. And Yak Sushi has just put the link up in the chat room there. So, Yak Sushi said he got those live target lures that he got in the mail for us to try out. So that's going to be kind of interesting. But let's see what Rob's going to throw. Rob, what's your first throw in the morning, Saturday morning, man?
Bread ball.
A bread ball? I'm thinking that's a nice idea there.
No, I'm kidding.
LGB said he gonna get him a crate of crickets, man. He thought some crickets might be good.
No, I'm gonna throw a probably a topwater, like a some sort of topwater. That's just me.
Yak Chum said he gonna start with his $45 8-inch Pro BBZ1.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it. Remember, what was it, what were those big giant baits they were throwing out in California for bass there, Wheeler?
Yeah, oh, I know what you mean.
The what?
The broomsticks.
No. These were like, they were kind of half a hard bait, and then they had like a rubber tail they stuck on them. It looked like a giant, actually, they were like this, like a freaking 8-inch trout.
No, they were 14, Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were originally broomsticks. The guys put it through wire, cut it in half, cut it into sections, so it'll, swim through the water. That's what they were using.
Yeah.
But no, those big custom-made hard, soft swim baits. Yeah,
right.
The ones that are like $85 here.
Okay. Here's a good one from the chat room. LGB says the Spider-Man rod and reel with stretch 25.
There you go.
I got my Ronco Pocket Fisherman ready to go. It's set up. I got that one rigged for flounder, man. I'm going to go for a flounder with the Ronco Pocket Fisherman. And then I got my little, Wally World rod, but I put a Katala Shimano reel on it, baitcaster reel on it. And, It's about a 20 inch rod with two eyes on it, right? The tip and one eye right in the middle of it. And what we're talking about here, folks, is the mini rod tournament. It's a 50-50. You put in your fee, and big fish of the day on a mini rod will get you half of the pot. The other half will be donated with much excitement to the Tidewater Howe chapter there in Virginia Beach, so for a good cause. So let's see. Lozier says a yo-yo hand line for the bull reds are catching. I got a Cuban reel, man. I could bring that with me too.
I heard there's a good possibility of catching some stripers at night on fly rods.
Stripers on the fly, huh?
That That will also be a tactic that I will be trying to pursue.
Yeah. Where would that be at?
I'll tell you the next morning after I catch my fish. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Lozier told me about some really cool spot. It's got a bridge, and there's like a good light line, and I guess they hang out on the edge of the light line or whatever, and you can drift up to them or whatever. I don't know. I guess the bridge is like 3 miles away from land. It's very treacherous. I'm probably going to die, but I'm going to try it like a hero.
Awesome, man.
I mean, we're going out to the third island, right, Chuck?
Dude, I don't know about third island. I'm going to go find a new island. I'm going to call it home.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I think the for the mini rod tournament, you can it's bring what you got. I mean, Mark says he's gonna helo you in. Is it legal to snag menhaden in Virginia? I don't know, Wheeler.
Yeah.
You can snag menhaden.
Snag them, cast net them, dip net them, whatever you can do to get them.
Yeah.
Would it be
advantageous to have a cast net for the launch site there to grab some live bait before we
not
move
at
out?
The launch.
No.
There are certain areas in Menhaden that you can throw a cast net, and there's areas that you will lose the cast net to the oysters.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Okay, so Tommy Head Jigs from, I think he's out of Charleston with Stan and Holly there, is asking, out of curiosity, what size hooks are we using on the jigs?
Best thing I would think of, you can go all the way from size 1 for your smaller stuff, your croaker, your smaller reds. If you're getting picked away real bad, size 1. I know I'm using a 2-aught, 3-aught size for Inland Haven. In the HRBT, where we have an opportunity at stripers and some larger fish, 3 to 4-aught on my jig heads via Slayer Inc. So.
Okay. Yak Sushi says a 12-aught. Right?
If you wanted to go offshore, yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's a shark.
Or catch those big reds.
That's one of the shark guys, right, with the 12-aught circle hook. Lozier says a 3-aught to 4-aught. And Tommy Head Jigs is in Noonan. Man, you're just across the street from me.
Ah, Tommy Head Jigs.
He's right across the street from me. I didn't know where he was. I thought he was up in Chucktown.
I have the pleasure. Yeah, you would think so with the way that the Joneses talk about him, right?
I know, right?
I had the pleasure of using a Tommy Head jig while I was in Charleston with Stan and Holly, and
yeah.
I was pretty impressed, man. I really like him a lot. He puts a good hook in his jig. It's a pretty simple ball head design, but the hook, the shank of the hook is a little bit longer than some of the others I've used, and the hook was really strong. It's a good hook, man. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome product right there. Check him out for sure.
Cool. Well. Tommy Head Jigs, are you going to be at the Boondoggle? If you're not, man, you might want to jump in the back of the truck, man. Run on up there with us. I am
jigs.
Literally right across the highway from you. I'm at exit 61, man, off of 85. So, anyways, okay, so we got some baits. We got some rigs. Oh, let me see. Rob?
Yo.
Spin caster or bait caster?
Well, you know me, man. If you give me a bait caster, it'll look like
some of my work, right?
Man, worse. So it doesn't take me very long to do that. So I'm spinning all the way.
Yeah. Wheeler?
Spin for at night, bait caster during the day.
Yeah. I like to be able to see the bait caster. Yeah. All right. What about, let's see, jigs, weightless flukes, dittos on that. Not this time of year, other things going on. That's a bummer, man. Okay. Chuck, spin or bait caster? You're a spin rod guy, right?
Oh, man, I do everything. Bait caster to rip the faces off of all the flounder I'm going to catch. And, spinner rods to kill everything else that's legally allowed to be harvested.
Yeah. Lozier says a bait caster except for light stuff. So I have spinning rods for the clone because – well, actually, the clone has actually started getting pretty good. He's, his thumb is starting to get educated, and he's been able to throw his – he's got a pin bait caster that we got rigged up with some 20-pound test on it, and he's been doing pretty good throwing that. Loja's a big talker going home empty-handed. So, yeah. All right. Spincaster. And that'll be cool. What else? Oh, you know what?
What's the availability of what is the bait fish up there right now? I mean, is there finger mullet running around, or is it like mainly pogies, thread fins, that kind of crap? Bunker, whatever.
Bunker. There's a ton of mullet. Small spot, small croaker, gudgeons, killies, whatever you want to call them. Peeler crab still, crab, squid.
Do you use killies for your flounder, or is that considered too small? I mean, I know you guys bust them on croakers and mullet and stuff, but.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I'm gonna say. 75% of all the kayak fishermen use. But for me personally, I don't like to miss. So 1 ounce Spro bucktail with a 4-inch gulp curly tail. Can't go wrong. Every time. Right to the eye. Pow.
Lozier says pipes up with bunker and mullet. And he's like, Killies, you're a damn Yankee.
Sorry.
Yak Chum says, secret bait is smelts. And Sam's phone is calling it quits for the night. Good night, Sam. A smelt.
This isn't San Diego.
This isn't San Diego, yeah. So
you don't know what smelts are?
I do.
Smelts are for eating, not for fishing.
That's right.
That's the one where they come in and they dig into the beach and you grab them and cut their heads off with a pair of scissors and eat them.
Really?
No, those are,
this is going to be entertaining. I'm going to get you drunk so you go down there and try and cut the heads off of bait fish.
Wow. No, we used to go smelting back in the day in upstate New York, man.
Yeah.
Certain times of the year you go out smelting and you go out there with like a, it's like a wire dip net. It looks like it's about the size of a 5-gallon bucket on a 10-foot pole, and you just go out there and you dip smelt, man.
Yeah. Mark says it's an anchovy.
Anchovy. There you go.
There you go. All right. All right. Well, so there are some quick tips for if you're making it up for your first boondoggle, if you're showing up. Some ideas behind baits and gear, tackle. One thing that I hope that I'm supported with by all of my folks here at Kayak Fishing Radio, and I know I am, and I know that I'm supported with it by my friends at yakangler.com and folks that have been at previous boondoggles. But we will ask that everyone wear a PFD when they're out on the water, because it doesn't do you any good if you don't have it on. And I know that sometimes the water is only 6 inches deep, but if you fall out and hit your head and you're knocked out and you're laying face down in the water, that it's not going to do you any good, man. So, and for liability reasons and stuff like that, we're going to make sure that I'll have a couple of extra PFDs with me. I always bring them, but I don't think anybody's going to deny it. In fact, I think it's a requirement, is it, Reeler? Or you got to wear them, or you got to have them in the boat?
I am going to strongly advise that everyone wears a PFD. It will be the opening weekend for striper season. So every boat and their mother-in-law are going to be out in the water launching. You know, guys who haven't fished all summer waiting to go striper fishing are going to be out in the water. You know, so for those of you that are hearing this and going, oh, my God, I'm not going to go, come on down. You know, we'll hit the skinny water where they can't go. But please, 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 for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Bring a PFD and wear it all the time.
Hold on, I had to hit button.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Pew! Pew!
Yeah, I love it, man. So, yeah, I think that it's we're going to highly encourage everyone to wear a PFD. So, anyways, if you know what, if you're not in your boat, if you're standing in the water, then I'm not going to say anything to you if you don't have your PFD on. But if you're in your boat, then I think you should have your PFD on. That's my own personal opinion. I'll let you know what it is when we get there. But, yep, we're ready to go boondoggling. What's Yak Sushi? He's got some kind of picture up. Let me see. He just put up a picture of his mini rod, I think. Hold on. Where is it? Come on. Let me see.
Adam?
No, Yak Sushi put up a picture of his mini rod. Yeah, it's Adam. No. Adam has a sticker on it that says, "Objects in the mirror appear larger." No. Oh, my Adobe crashed. Holy cow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my Adobe crashed. Here comes the chat room. It's going to tell me that I'm not there. Anyways. All right. Well, that has been just maximum fun for the evening. What we got here? Mini rod ready. It'll be fun, man. You level line that thing. All right. So we'll do it again. Actually, next week I'm going to be on the road, but I've got to set up, and we'll be talking to you from the car or the truck, as it were, and when we're on our way to the boondoggle. So we'll have some updates. Maybe folks that are on the road want to call in and all of that. So it'll be a good time, and we'll probably get some reports from guys that already be there. Rob, you'll be there Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Wheeler, you're working and stuff, but you'll be there, right? You'll be in and around?
Yeah.
Okay. And Chuck, when are you guys launching?
We're going to cruise out of Titusville, I think, sometime around 10 or 11 o'clock at night on Thursday. So we'll be in Friday morning-ish sometime, possibly. It's yet to be determined. We may or may not link up with Stan and Holly. And then make our way up from there earlier, but I don't know. It just depends.
Okay, so you'll be the tail end, Charlie, coming up that way. We got you sweeping up through Florida. You know, like last time, somebody broke down. we had Stan and Wheeler cut across the state of Florida to try to rescue folks, and that was awesome. So. I'm leaving. I'm launching out of here Thursday afternoon. We're going to drive for a little bit, and we'll grab a couple of Z's, and then we'll head on and be up there Friday, probably just after lunch. I know that the Yak Sushi is going to be up there and stuff like that, so it ought to be good. So, all right. That's fun, man. Rob?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us tonight, man. You got any parting shots?
No, man. I'll see you guys I'll see you up there, man.
Okay, and it's Facebook, Yaktastic Adventures, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and Google Plus and YouTube and all that stuff, man. Just
all right.
Look us up, man. We're out there.
Okay, and they can submit stuff too, right? You got instructions there on your Facebook page and all?
No, we just want to, you know, we haven't got to that point yet, but we want to see everybody's footage, and if you want to contribute something, send us a video, man, and we'd be more than happy to check it out, and that would be yaktasticadventures@gmail.com.
Okay.
And, you know, if we like your stuff, we'll tell you how to get it to us.
All right. Awesome. And Wheeler?
Yes, sir.
Parting shots?
Everyone be safe. The TKA tourney. I will not be there, unfortunately, but I hope everyone does well. Looks like beautiful weather. Catch a lot of fish and win some prizes. Good luck
awesome.
To everyone. And I'll see everyone. I'll talk to everyone Wednesday night. And then see everyone on Thursday and Friday.
Right. Awesome. Jim, I heard you giggling there in the background some tonight, so.
Sounds like y'all going to have a good time, man. Sounds like it's wide open.
It's full throttle, man. paddles in the water.
To say the least.
All right.
I got you.
Okay,
I did
man.
Snag a couple of dink trout. I did snag a couple of dink trout and a couple of flounder Sunday down in Brunswick, St. Simon's.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, it's better than nothing. Better than a stick in the eye, you know what I mean?
There you go, man. All right. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, man.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Final shot?
Listen to the show Monday. It'll be kind of the same thing as we're going over right now, I think. I'm going to see if I can't get the man, the legend himself, Mr. Lozier, to possibly chime in, or Wheeler to chime in and give me some more pointers on death and destruction that's going to take place up there. And other than that, man, just everybody have a safe weekend, and, yeah, go Gators.
All right. All right, man. We'll see everybody next week. Actually, we'll be on the road for Thursday night, but Chuck's going to kick it off on Monday. There'll be more chat about the boondoggle, I'm sure. Things coming up. If you haven't registered for dinner, make sure you get your name in. YakAngler.com, go to the events page, look up the boondoggle, and get us in there, all right, so that we don't wind up eating without you there on Saturday night, or you don't get some of that good Virginia barbecue, all right? So that's it. Thanks, everybody. Tight lines. Take a kid fishing, and we'll see you at the boondoggle.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.